This is a podcast from the Queen City Podcast Network.
It's now 2023, the beginning of a new year. People all over the world may be reevaluating life goals and habits. In this episode, we're talking about personal finance and asking an expert how we should manage our money.
I think people should definitely focus on making sure they have a sufficient emergency fund. And I can't stress enough how important it is to knock down bad debt.
This is WBTV's Good Question. We are joined now by Bobby Rebell, personal finance expert from Tally. Bobby, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me, and happy new year to everyone. All good things in 2023.
Yes, good vibes for 2023. Bobby, first tell me a little bit about yourself and how long you've been a personal finance expert and dealing with finances.
Well, first of all, thank you for asking that. Mm-hmm. I've actually been interested in finances my whole life. I write about it a lot in my books, which are is How to Be a Financial Grown-Up and Launching Financial Grown-Ups. My father was a Wall Street guy, and he taught me a lot about money. And I did internships at places like CNN. And then I went to work at places like CNBC. And then CNN had a finance channel. I worked as a business reporter at a nightly business report on PBS and at Reuters. And then I went into the book writing. And now my mission is really to help educate people about personal finance. Tally is an amazing partner for that, because what they do is help people manage and get out of debt and put more money into their pockets, which is super important. So I'm really proud to be working with Tally these days.
Yeah, definitely wanted to ask about financial New Year's resolutions. What are some realistic goals that you recommend for people if they're like, you know what, in 2023, I want to manage my money better?
Exactly. Well, the first thing is have that intention, set those goals, write down all the things you want to do, make a list of the most ambitious, the middle, and sort of the least ambitious, but then step away for a bit and think about right-sizing your goals. So, Alex, we hear so much in the news right now that can be really scary when it comes to the economy. And we have to sort of take a step back and not let that throw us off track. So I always say, right size your goals. We're tempted, if we get caught up in the fears of what's going on in the economy, to downsize our goals, make it so achievable that we know we're going to get there. But the problem with that, Alex, is that we don't always get to our bigger goals, and we don't make the things happen in our lives. We don't necessarily set ourselves up for success in terms of our big picture and our more ambitious long-term goals. On the flip side, some of us get caught up in the New Year's excitement, just like we're all busy signing up for exercise classes and vowing to eat more healthy foods and all those good things. We really want to supersize our financial goals. And then you know where I'm going with this. The problem with that is then we fall short, we fall off the wagon, and we get discouraged, and it all goes away super fast, maybe not even making it through the end of the month or even a week or two. So I want everyone to think about goals that are realistic, but pushing yourself just the right amount. So you'll achieve those goals, get motivated, and then you can move on to the next ones and keep that sheet of paper with that wide range of goals, and then keep going back to that and kind of check them off the list. And you can go a little more ambitious ones, a little less ambitious, but always focus on right-sizing your goals.
Bobby, could you give me an example of maybe some of the less ambitious goals, and then maybe some of the more ambitious goals that you've heard people try to set over the years that are attainable?
Yeah, I think one of them, first of all, let's say a low ambition goal would be to just make sure that you go through all of the things that you're subscribing to and get rid of the ones that you definitely aren't using, that you maybe aren't using, that you're sure you're not using, that you haven't used, get honest here, in the last quarter. Get rid of them. I promise you, if you regret it, they will take you back, and they'll probably take you back at a better price. Another similar one might be going through those different bills that you have and just making calls to each of them and trying to get a better price. Sometimes when we sign up for something and it's an auto bill, and auto bills are good because you do make sure that you don't, you know, you never have a late payment. So there's a lot of good in that, but we don't always see what's going on. So go in, look at those, and then call them up. Maybe it's a streaming service, maybe it's your cable company, whatever recurring bill it is, and see if you can renegotiate back down to maybe what you would have been if you see there's new customer offers out there. A lot of New Year's great deals are out there. If you sign up for a service, tell them, I want to be treated like a new customer. I want that better deal. And that's a good way to, those are sort of low hanging fruit ways to put a little more money in your pocket.
Yeah, I like that. Any basic list of priorities that you try to give people if they're like, you know what, I got to be better with my money as we start this new year? Do you say, you know, like, well, first off, you got to prioritize, you know, the rent or the mortgage payment? How do you set that up for people?
right. So it goes without saying, you talk about a mortgage payment, you've got to be paying your bills on time. And the next thing I want you to do is make sure you've got that emergency fund. Mm-hmm. We hear a lot going on in the economy. We worry about it. You're going to worry a lot less if you've got a pile of cash set to the side that's ready to go should something happen. And remember, you're a personal economy of one. So even though you may hear this stuff in the news, that doesn't mean that you personally are going to be impacted by it. There's certain things we're all impacted by, of course. We're all impacted by inflation. The average family is paying close to $400 more a month for their everyday expenses. That is frightening, right? So there are certain things that are real, but if your job is secure and you feel good about it, make sure you stay on track with things like saving and investing and, of course, paying down debt. And we can definitely talk a lot about paying down debt because that's super important.
Yeah, I was going to ask specifically about debt. So many people live with debt and are dealing with it right now. What is the best way to manage it?
Well, the best way to manage it is to pay it down, but in a methodical way that isn't so ambitious that, again, you give up. We don't want people to be discouraged. So, for example, the most efficient way is generally what we call the avalanche method, where you're going to be paying the highest interest rate, the most expensive debt first, and make sure you're, of course, making the minimum payments on every other debt that you have. And this is primarily credit card debt, but hit those most expensive ones first. And then also use the tools that we now have through technology and through machine learning like Tally, which will literally help you pay down your debt in the most efficient way possible. But the real magic, we talked about higher interest rates, right? They're getting higher. They're probably going to get much higher in 2023. So you want to really hone in on how do I get that higher interest rate to be lower? Tally, for example, can set you up if you qualify for a lower interest personal line of credit. You're literally going to pay less money every month, or you can pay the same and pay down your debt as much as twice as fast, putting more money in your pocket to accomplish those other New Year's financial goals.
Any idea if and when the interest rates will start to drop again?
I don't have a crystal ball, Alex. So I am definitely not going to go there, but I would advise everyone to, you know, keep listening to you, keep watching the news, and be in touch with what's going on in the broader economy. We do know the Fed has not indicated that they are done. So we have every reason to believe that rates will continue to go higher. And I also want to get a little bit nerdy here and remind people that if inflation comes down, that's not the same thing as prices coming down. Now, what I mean from that is, let's say inflation is at 7%. When the Fed talks about bringing inflation down, maybe they have a goal of getting it back down to like 2 or 3%. That means prices are only increasing by 2 or 3% rather than 7%. It doesn't mean prices are going down. And I remind people of that because I want people to remember that we've had a little bit of an exception with gas prices. Thankfully, they were much lower. And they're much lower down in the Carolinas, by the way, than up here in New York. But I want to remind people that for the most part, the prices will not go down. It's the rate of increase that will go down. So we can't sort of hold our breath and expect, for example, eggs are a big bone of contention in my household. We seem to eat a lot of eggs. They've gotten incredibly expensive. In theory, and this is economic theory, if inflation goes down, that doesn't mean eggs will get cheaper. It means they will not increase in price by as much. So I do want people, when they're doing their budgets, to make sure that they take that into account, that prices, they can't just say, well, prices, we hear inflation goes down in 6 months, so these products will get cheaper. Some might, of course, but for the most part, they won't get as more expensive at the same pace. Does that make sense?
That does make sense. In 2023, do you have any general finance rules? I know some people are like, you know what, I'm going to overspend on my car, or I'm going to overspend when I buy a new house. Do you have any rules that people should live by, like never do that, or you should definitely try to do this more?
I think people should definitely focus on making sure they have a sufficient emergency fund. 3 to 6 months is smart. If you have two incomes, you can maybe have a little less emergency fund. If you're a one income household, you want to be more ambitious with that emergency fund. And I can't stress enough how important it is to knock down bad debt. And by bad debt, it generally means credit card debt. It is going to get even more expensive, and people really need to double down on making sure they pay the most attention to that and live within your means. I mean, just be smart about your money. You know, you get that little sinking feeling in your stomach when you know you're buying something that you should not be buying at that time. And it's not that you can't buy it in the future. It's that you want to set yourself up to be in the position to buy it in the future in a way that you can enjoy it. If you're spending with money that you know is going to add up as debt, you're not going to enjoy it, right? It's going to be hanging over you. I shouldn't have bought this, the guilt and so on. One tip for people that maybe overspent in the holidays, Alex, that I think is super easy to do and so it'll really lift a weight off your shoulder is return things that don't work for you. Maybe you did the buy a present for them, buy a present for me thing, and you regret it. Check out what that store's return policy is, and it's okay to return it. Return it. Obviously, you don't want to return it if you truly used it and all that. You know, we want to be ethical, but don't be afraid to return things. Don't be afraid to put money back in your pocket if you maybe made a few mistakes. That's one of the easiest ways to undo something. If you bought something, you're not satisfied with it, it didn't live up to things, don't just put it in a corner. Return it. If you can't return it, consider selling it. Even consider giving it to charity. You'll get a charitable deduction, keep your paperwork, and also you'll feel good that somebody that maybe could use it is going to use it. So clean out those things and make sure you're not stuck with things that are costing you money and kind of weighing you down.
I know we're talking about the new year and New Year's resolutions, especially with finances. Is there any time of year where it's best to reevaluate your finances, or is this something you should literally do whenever you feel like, hey, I need to make a change?
I love the idea of putting it in your calendar, Alex, because then it's going to come at you and set a push notification, by the way, and maybe even put a friend, a family member, or a financial stakeholder on that calendar invite so that they see that this is the time to check in. A good default is maybe once a month, maybe it's once every 6 weeks, but have it on there. Just like you might have reminders of other things in your life, have it on there as a prompt, because otherwise we get so busy with the day to day. It just won't happen for so many of us. I know I need those prompts. I actually use it for that and for other things like, you know, medical checkups, things like that. And it's a great way to stay on track throughout the year.
Have you heard anything about this looming recession that we were mentioning all throughout 2022?
Yeah. Yeah. So the truth is, I'm not an economist, but there's a lot of people out there that disagree on whether we're in a recession or not. I would circle back to the idea that, you know, you're an economy of one. If you feel you're in a good position, your job is safe, your income is safe, maybe you have other sources of income, stick to your plan. Stay on your long-term goals, whether it's saving, make sure you're also investing. I don't want people just putting money only in savings. Make sure you are investing in whatever is right for you and make sure you're building up that emergency fund, paying down debt, and doing all the good things. If you do legitimately have reason to worry about your job, take proactive steps. Be more aggressive about building up that emergency fund. Be more aggressive about paying down expensive debt. And also maybe start thinking about a side hustle, creating backup things. Maybe be actually looking for a job. Sometimes we get so worried that we sort of get stuck and we can't actually do anything. Break out of that mold. Share. I think it's always good to share with someone who loves you, who will support you, who will prompt you. Did you do one thing each day to create more of a buffer, whether it is a second income through a side hustle or going out there? Now it's the new year. People are back from vacation. Do some friendly lunches with former colleagues. Be in touch with your network. Expand your network. Maybe you want to think about education, expanding your skill set, whatever it may be. Do proactive things so that, number one, you're actually better prepared, but you're also going to be more mentally prepared should something happen. And maybe it won't.
Bobby,
maybe you'll be good.
Yeah, I like that a lot. Are there any items that you've found that a lot of Americans are spending on that they realize, you know, I don't need to be spending on that? Like maybe people have too many streaming services, or they find out they're eating out too much. Anything specific for a lot of Americans that you think they could eliminate from their budget?
Well, Alex, I think you nailed it. I think we can do a self-audit at any time. Very often, for example, if you're a parent and you have children that are growing up, they may really use some apps that you may be paying for or streaming services, and then you just forget to cancel them and they're no longer something that they're going to use because they're in a different season of their life. You also may go through phases. We all change, right? So it makes sense to do that self-audit and go through what you're not necessarily using right now. And that may free up money to do something that you might enjoy even more. We are not the same people as we go through life. It's also important to think about where you want to be and evaluating how you're going to get to those goals. And it may be a shift in priorities. So I think that's a good thing that people should really be checking in on, is where do you want to be in 1, 5, 10 years? what's that going to mean? Does that mean that maybe I want to think about a mortgage that I was going to refinance, but instead I'm going to move? Maybe you want to downsize, upsize, move to a school district where your kids are going to be. Think about what works for you rather than what the media and all the larger forces and even your friends are telling you. Very often we feel we should get a new car because our neighbor did, or we should do this because our friend did that. You be you. The other thing I would say, because you mentioned the eating out, control your eating out by always being the one that makes the plans. This is really important. We all make plans and we all defer to each other. Oh, where do you want to go? Where do you want to go? Say, do you have any preferences? And then take those and you make the reservation and be sensitive, not just to your budget, but to their budget, because sometimes we have friends that don't have the budget that we do. So make sure you make a reservation at a place that's affordable to everyone going. Take charge of that. And then I think you're going to have a much better time because you won't be stressed out about the bill and you won't be thinking, oh my goodness, they're going to order. What if they order an expensive bottle of wine and we have to share the bill? You stay in control. And that way you're going to be right-sizing your budget even for those eating out plans with friends.
Yeah, that is great advice, too. I'm getting down to the end of my questions here, Bobby. We mentioned, you know, recession, inflation, interest rates. I feel like a lot of that can be scary for the American consumer. Is there anything you would say just, hey, when it comes to that expense or when it comes to that purchase, just hold off at least, you know, for a year or two and let's see what happens with the economy before you do that? Is there anything specific, whether it's, you know, buying a car, buying a house, anything you would recommend?
I would recommend holding off on anything that is going to cost you more money now than it might in the future. That, of course, is impossible to predict, right? But you can look at the economic data. You can look at, you know, what's going on in terms of supply chain. That said, at the end of the day, the overarching rule is we all have to live our lives. And if you are in a position where you need to move, and if you are in a position where you need a new car, find a way to make it work within your current economic situation. We used to have a theory that, oh, you know, stretch to buy the house that you might be in 5 years and you'll figure out a way to make it work. Not so much. Find the house you can afford now. You can always, if you can afford something more, move in the future. You can refinance. The rates are where they are. We can't control it. Live your life now. Just live it within your current means, not your wannabe means, not your used to be means. Just be present in the present, I guess, Alex, is what I'm trying to say. But yeah, focus on your life now.
And Bobby dropping all sorts of knowledge on us. I love those quotes. Anything else you would like to add before we let you go?
I just wish everyone a happy new year. I hope that everyone has prosperity, but most of all, health in the new year. Focus on the people that you love and don't stress so much about money. It'll work out if you pay attention and listen to Alex more.
Listen to Bobby more is what we should be saying. Bobby Rebell, personal finance expert from Tally. Thank you for taking time to talk with us.
Thanks for having me.
WBTV's Good Question is a product of WBTV in cooperation with Queen City Podcast Network and Balto Creative Media. From WBTV, Good Question is produced by Jack Vandertal. Special thanks to Jamie Bowl. For the Queen City Podcast Network, WBTV's Good Question is produced by Brian Baltashevitz and Maria Delgado. Production coordinator, Taylor Robinson. It is recorded at the Queen City Podcast Network studios in Uptown Charlotte.
QueenCityPodcastNetwork.com.